Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is an epic story. I mean, this is one, I think, in the recap of the Florida Man stories for the year, this dude probably should be top three. So check this out. During we were away from the microphone for a couple of days. So Lee County Sheriff's Office is saying that they were, I don't know if they've caught this dude. I need to refresh this to see if they caught him. But it's a dude who went into a Bass Pro Shop. He is seen on video investigating what they call a fishy situation. Quack, quack. So this guy was caught on camera at the Bass Pro Shop, and he grabbed a large fishing net, a large fish net. Lee County Sheriff's Office saying that looking for this guy, grabbed that fish net from the shelf at the Bass Pro Shop in Fort Myers, Florida. And you know how, if you haven't been to a Bass Pro Shop, you're missing out. It's quite the experience, real pretty. I mean, you can walk off dinner and see some really nice things. They have, many of these places have like a big fish tank, huge, huge fish tank. It's like going to an aquarium, but for free, right? So this guy takes that fish net off the shelf at the Bass Pro Shop, goes to the big tank, and winds up sealing a big fish. Dinner, that's what I think. 50-pound tarpon. He's seen on video walking away. There's pictures of him all over social media. Police shared the video, hoping that the public would help out in catching this guy. Now, my apologies to the gang in Fort Myers. If you caught him already, I'm looking at a Fox story from a couple of days back. I think he's probably in custody now. Folks at Gallup recently released a study looking at what women and men really want when it comes to their jobs. So this study from Gallup showed the results of two online polls. Now, it's a pretty good size pool, 18,000 respondents, each over the age of 18 who are working part-time, full-time in the country, found that one-third of women reported being burned out in 2023. At least 69%, almost 7 in 10 women said work-life balance, personal well-being was a top reason for taking their new job. I guess they wanted more flexibility, less work to do. 58% of men said the same thing. And there's other statistics maybe we can share right now. Kathleen Caldwell, CEO from Caldwell Consulting, my guest. Let me ask you about this term that's in business, lazy girl jobs. What is that, Kathleen?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, it's a TikTok phenomenon where women are gathering together and saying, hey, we're going to create jobs and look for jobs and be employed in jobs where we can do the minimum that's mm-hmm. required and draw a very, very solid line between work and home and have a work-life balance that really doesn't cause us to do any more work that's necessary. And I think really, Sergio, this is just about women wanting more freedom, more autonomy, more power, and more choice in their careers. And I mean, the term is, it's an interesting conversation. The term is not so great because I don't think anyone wants to be designated as a lazy girl. I like the term more freedom girl, you know, freedom and power girl.
All right. Well, give me an example of some of these gigs then that you can do the bare minimum and still get away. I'm thinking it's like service sector jobs, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Where, you know, and with the pandemic, Sergio, we were able to essentially work remotely and, you know, put that line between being in the office and also being at home, working at home. So there was a greater demarcation. But with now return to office that's happening, it's a little harder to do that. So service oriented jobs, with the rise of AI and with the rise of digital jobs, customer service jobs, things where women can essentially be out of the office and maybe check in with the office in person, maybe once a week or once every couple days, something like that, and be less visible and have more autonomy.
No, I understand. Everybody wants that. But look, at the same time, right, like speaking as a manager, and I know that a lot of managers are tuning into talk radio right now, or owners. Well, that's not the type of employee that I want, that I'm looking for. I want to find someone with a strong work ethic, someone who's going to be responsible, someone who's going to appreciate the fact that they belong to a team that is generating revenue, generating them and everybody else a paycheck, and protect the product, whether it be service or something tangible. That's who I want. I think something needs to be baked into the selection process, the interview process, to find the right work ethic. I mean, what would you be looking for? Because I don't think you'd want a lazy girl or lazy guy working for you.
Right. Yeah. And Sergio, I completely agree with you. And I think that there's a certain segment of the population. I mean, I appreciate this conversation. And at the same time, what this whole lazy girl phenomenon is really focused on is me, myself, and I, as opposed to just what you're saying, is work, companies, organizations, we have to put the customer at the center of what we're doing and our teams. And I think that the lazy girl phenomenon, you know, it's raising issues. It's going to be filtering out very, very soon, I'm very sure, because the focus on the triple win. I win, you win, the team wins, and also, most importantly, the customer, the client. Who are we doing all this for? What's the value proposition here? And so that's the missing link here with this lazy girl conversation, is there's really nothing in there about, hey, what about coworkers? What about colleagues? What about we're growing together? We're doing work that matters. And what are our conditions of satisfaction, Sergio? What are we doing as a team to make the world a better place? Because business does that, for sure.
You said some key words.
I'm with you, friend. You know, I'm with you.
Work that matters. I think all work matters if you take that attitude. Because in the end, again, I go back to the fact that all of our pages, whether it's a burger joint or it's a salon, or it's a small manufacturer with producing lug nuts or whatever, doodads for, you know, some type of supplier business, whatever it is, we're all part of a team that is trying to push forward and protect the product and protect the revenue for everybody who has a family and insurance to pay for and bills to pay. That's the attitude. This mentality that I see online, which, by the way, as an employer and as a manager, that's the first thing I'd be checking, is their online footprint, their online, the social accounts, to see what attitude, because sometimes these idiots, you know, that's what they are. They at work, they will take video of them goofing around or insulting or diminishing the quality of the service, the product. This attitude that, oh, well, that's not my job. You can find them usually if they go fish around in their social sites. And I would imagine that would help you in your hiring process. Look at their social sites.
Absolutely. And during the interview process, is how aligned is this potential employee? How aligned are they with the mission and the vision and the values of the company? If their sole purpose is to be able to check in and check out and ask about what are the benefits, what are the perks, what are the things I'm getting, I would say that's the end of the interview, right?
Yeah.
So many great people are looking for great companies and great causes. And let's put our focus on those people, Sergio, I think, as opposed to the folks that are trying to create the me-centered focus. And we know that that will not go well for anyone. So we're focusing in on we. We're focusing on us. And we all can win here. Yeah. That's what I like to focus on.
Thankfully, most of these individuals that are just seeking a paycheck and just clock in, clock out, they're not very sophisticated to begin with, or they're not very clever when it comes to hiding their intentions. Well, it's a pleasure speaking with you, Kathleen. Where do folks find you online?
Oh, Sergio, thank you. I am all over LinkedIn. I'm all over social. I'm not a TikTok.
It's okay. They're Communist Party owned anyway, Kathleen. Right. I don't have a TikTok either. Communist Party owned TikTok. No, I'm not going there. So Kathleen,
LinkedIn.
Just look for Kathleen Caldwell and they'll find you online, right?
Yeah, Caldwell Consulting Group. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Love the time with you.
Have a great holiday, friend. Good to talk to you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Stick around for a conversation on how to hire smarter for managers, for business owners. Got a 2024 wish for you, hiring smarter in 2024. I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is the Dana Show from South Texas. Let's see some of the other headlines of the morning. Sending out congrats to friends just next door over at SpaceX. SpaceX in Brownsville, Texas, tip of Texas. So they made the news, end of an era for one of SpaceX rocket boosters. The company said that its Falcon 9 booster made its final flight on the Florida coast, sent another batch of Starlink internet satellites to low Earth orbit. High seas forced the equipment to fall over on its side during transport back to Cape Canaveral. So it's the end of an era. And dozens and dozens of flights for that booster rocket. That's how Elon Musk does it. You can save a lot of money, millions of dollars, by using the booster rockets over and over again. And see what else is here. Man, you can bet on anything. I don't know. I guess you call a bookie in Vegas or something like this. In New Jersey, some guy won $500,000 for simply predicting the individuals that would score all the touchdowns in week 16 of the NFL. Travis Duffner from New Jersey correctly picked 14 players who would all score a touchdown during week 16. You want to know what the odds of this? He put $5 on the table and walked away with $500,000 on this. That's crazy. And up in Detroit, good thing the Lions are having a good season. Man, talk about firing no cylinders. The Pistons have set an NBA single season record, 27 straight games that they lose. I'm Sergio Sanchez, reporting to you from South Texas. This is The Dana Show.
And what about when an adult employee misgenders you intentionally?
While he's talking, you're talking.
You just misgendered me again.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Gotcha.
Both of you have.
Sorry. Wasn't intentional, but if you want to take it personal, that's also...
Well, she did do it intentionally twice.
Gotcha. You're talking to me, too.
You said she and then you said he.
You're being condescending, and if you want to continue, I have full authority to escort you out the building right this moment if you want to play
this
game.
This is getting to get real. Really.
Would you like to continue 3 days before Christmas? I really don't mind.
I'm good. I'll just put this on.
Oh, my goodness. If you haven't seen it, you need to go look for this. Because that airline employee, I think, just set the standard, rung the bell for 2024. That is how you handle how do I refer to these folks? Cultural bullies, because it's culture war. Yeah, cultural bully. Welcome to The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez from her Southern Command in South Texas at the studios of KURV. Hope you had a good Christmas. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Yeah, that was, and I'm not going to say this radical's name, the LGBTQ plus activist. Dude's a bully. He's just an attention seeker. It's a power trip for these folks that demand that you bend a knee in front of them. You go down and kiss their boot. Kiss their shoes or their pumps that they're wearing these days. You got to pronounce their gender correctly. It's a Delta Airlines employee. It's probably at the gate. I'm thinking it doesn't look like it's a ticket counter, but this guy he stood up and said, "Look," because he stated facts. I mean, it's your choice. Like I tell my son, it's your choice to be offended. It's your choice to be angry. It's your choice to react after, you know, in a certain way, lash out, be violent, be a jerk. That's your choice. I know somebody else may have been a jerk, but it's, in the end, it's your choice. So this airline employee, Delta Airlines, and I would hope that, first of all, I hope that he still has a job by the end of the day, because the way things go these days, this guy had a spine to him. And he wasn't going to take any lip from this LGBTQ trans activist. I don't care where you stand on pronouns. Like, it was not intentional. You get all uppity, get in my face, and get all offended. Well, that's your choice. And it's your choice to be all offended. But, you know, you want to make an issue of this. He's got TSA, the transportation security people, and security right behind him, ready to give him backup. I wish we had the same confidence in corporate America, because there ain't no TSA backing them up. This guy showed a spine. I don't know if Delta Airlines is going to show a spine. It remains to be seen. So stay tuned to see what happens to this Delta Airlines employee. going viral on social media, standing up against this trans activist. All got all offended because he was misgendered. Enough of that. I think the overwhelming majority of Americans, we're just so sick and tired of all this mental illness, all this stupidity, all the normalization of these radicals. I hope and pray that in 2024, I hope and pray that corporate America grows a spine. And some of them go back and take a look at their all the red, all the hemorrhaging and their books, and whether it's Bud Light and Target, which we didn't shop like for months and months and months. All these companies that advocated for all this cultural upheaval, this cultural revolution, didn't stand up when the trans activists came knocking at the door demanding that they sell this, that, and the other, or that they promote, you know, to against what their base stands for. I hope they take a look at all the money that they hemorrhaged back in 23. I hope that they take a look at this young man at Delta Airlines at that gate counter, ticket counter, wherever he was, and they learn how to grow a spine. No more power trips. No more saying yes, accepting power trips, capricious power trips. No more bending the knee to all these narcissists, because that's all they are. And it's his phone, right? It's his phone recording all this so he can upload to social media, you know, make himself out to be the victim, get all these hits, and probably monetize. For the thousands of hits that he gets, probably monetizes, make a buck, quick buck out of this. No more bending a knee to these narcissists. No more power trips. No more cowardice in the face of these cultural bullies in 2024. Demand respect. Demand civility. And in corporate America, just demand that these individuals would come calling at you and making all sorts of threats at you. Just demand that they be civil, that they show respect as well. And they show tolerance, which is the last thing that they want to show, is any tolerance toward individuals who don't believe what they believe.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.